You are listening to Some Sort of Rock Show, and wow, I am joined in the actual studio right now by indie singer, songwriter, and producer Bennett Hughes. Bennett, welcome to Some Sort of Rock Show.
Hey, thank you for having me, John.
Now, Bennett, you and your family, you kind of live within the shadow of the WJTL Tower right here in Annville, Pennsylvania, but you grew up in Prince Edward Island. So tell us how you ended up here in Lebanon County.
Long story that I'll keep very short. How did I end up in Lebanon County? When I was in my early 20s, I had been a part of a band for years and years, it seems. The band folded. I had just come to faith. And I took an internship position in the New York City.
Oh.
Yeah. I was there in New York City working in a music department and the missions department in Times Square Church when the opportunity came about to start a recording studio and teach a class in music production out here in lovely Pennsylvania, the Keystone State of all states. So we came out here. It's been about 10 years now. So we built a studio and I've been teaching music production and live production.
Let's go back to Prince Edward Island. Tell us about what it was like growing up in Prince Edward Island, because you've said it is in and not on.
Definitely in or on. We'll never know. Growing up in PE High was awesome. Looking back, maybe at the time we thought, oh, there really isn't that much to do. It's not incredibly populated. I think there's about 125,000 people total. Takes about 3 hours to drive from end to end. And as kids, maybe we thought, oh, there's not a lot of opportunity. But you look back on it, it was actually wonderful. I mean, we played lots of sports. When we got into music, it was actually great. There was very little distraction, I feel like. So we took our band practices very seriously. We would practice 6-7 days a week. We would practice. We had our bass players, folks, they wouldn't mind if we practiced till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
It seemed to lull them to sleep, which is pretty loud. So it was just a lot of music. So from the age of about 13 through 18, we were pretty serious and we were pretty dedicated and we just really enjoyed playing together and being together.
So how did you first get that interest in music? Did you grow up in a musical family?
Mom definitely put us in piano lessons when we were kids. I think I lasted about 3 months. There was a kid who just moved down the street from me, and I used to kick a rock all the way down the street, about a mile down the road, just to go visit him. And he had a guitar. And my mom had a guitar. I think she played it back in university, and it really just kind of sat in the closet. And as a kid, I would go bring the guitar out. I would open it up, and I just loved picking it up and just kind of strumming it, you know, just the same way that my 6-year-old son will pick the guitar up and say, hey, daddy, look, and just strum it and say, hey, do you like the way it sounds? But when that buddy moved down the street, he had a guitar. And I remember, like, he would be playing, like, these old songs by the Animals, CCR. Mm-hmm. I started bringing my mom's guitar over to his house, and that's kind of where it started for me. And I remember I would grab my brother and be like, hey, Jim, check this out. Here's a song. Do you know what it is? And he'd have no clue. I couldn't play that thing to save my life. I couldn't tune a guitar, couldn't do anything. But that's where it began as a 13-year-old. And slowly my brother started buying dirt bikes and I just started buying guitars. So I would save up money, work summer jobs. I mean, it's been like a lifelong journey with music. In PEI was just a great spot to start, but I feel I didn't really learn anything until I moved to New York. I could play the guitar, I could write a song, but I feel like when I moved to New York, after I become a Christian, I feel like the Lord took some blinders off for me and really kind of gave me a deeper appreciation of music. And I started learning a little bit more about the theory, things of that nature. I feel like it helped with my songwriting a lot as well, became more focused.
This is Some Sort of Rock Show on WJTL, and I'm John Stafiri talking with producer, singer, songwriter, and indie rocker Bennett Hughes. Bennett, you mentioned becoming a Christian several times tonight. How did that life-changing experience happen for you?
Looking back, you see the Lord had you on a journey. And there was different people kind of came across their paths. And there's one fella I roomed with in university. I guess that's Canadianism for college. Catch myself here and there. Another fella I played rugby with, my girlfriend who is now my wife, even my mom, just different people kind of along the way that kind of introduced me to the Lord. Kind of took until I was like, I think I was 22 or 23 before I was ready to receive anything that they were dishing out. I was at a place where I really, really loved music, but I found like even in this, on the secular side of things, I just found like just a realization that I didn't have a lot of hope. I was looking for hope, and I was looking for something to hope in and to trust in. As much as I wanted to believe that it could just be music or just something else or relationships, I just kind of had this moment where I'm like, I'm hope deficient. And so I really feel like that was the catalyst for me starting that relationship with the Lord, and for even stepping foot in a church. Really, for the first time, I stepped foot in a church on my own accord in my early 20s. And it's funny, I would come into the church and the musicians would play, and there was a young family that would get up and sing karaoke tracks. And that's what I thought it was at the time. And I remember thinking, man, you know, what am I doing with my music? What am I doing even with my life? So I just began to read the Bible in the mornings. Man, I read through those New Testaments, and they really grabbed hold of me to the point where I asked the band, hey, I'm going to be a Christian. What do you guys think about playing Christian music? And the band says, no, thank you. That's not exactly what was said, but I'll surmise it as no, thank you. And at that point, I was like, oh, well, I really don't know what to do. So that's when I took the step and I moved to New York. The point behind moving to New York was so I could get some solid foundations.
This is Some Sort of Rock Show, and my name is John Stafiri, and I'm very much enjoying my conversation with Bennett Hughes tonight, talking about his journey from being hope deficient to being hope filled. Like me, Bennett has discovered that hope is found in Jesus, and that same hope is available for you tonight. That's pretty much the whole reason we do this, as a matter of fact. So for a number of years, you were involved with producing music for others, and recently you completed an album called Kick Ton, and I want to talk more about that and what it was like getting back to recording your own music. But first, I would like to play the first single we featured here on Some Sort of Rock Show. And then a little later, we've got a shiny brand new single to debut. But first, let's talk about your song, Here's to All.
Here's to All is a song really about taking a magnifying glass and really just what you're even just sharing, just looking at your life, what you prioritized, and looking to see where you placed even your own identity. It's a song about just the different distractions. And the record is kind of like that. The record is a little bit about an examination of what have I allowed myself to be distracted by, whether it's your career, just where you place your value. So Here's to All, it's a song about honing in on what's important, that is your foundations and your identity in Christ, and through that lens, living your life.
Well, here it is right now. This is Bennett Hughes with the song Here's to All on Some Sort of Rock Show.